you're not doing what you
ought to do.
And if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or he
did something wrong.
Or using the word ought, you'd say, I bet he did something.
Oughtn't have done.
Huh?
Oughtn't have done.
Okay. And if you did something that was hard work all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you, when you get through working, you go over to your friend and say, instead of standing there, you know, you might
have helped me.
And if I ask you if you can do some work next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
might.
Did you ever say I might could?
Yes. No, I don't believe I've ever used that term. I might could.
How does that
yes,
sound?
You might. That, you might say that, but not as a rule.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I have never
climbed.
And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught anything.
And kind of bird that sees in the dark.
An owl.
What different kinds of owls are there?
I'm afraid I can't name.
they
have a different kind, but I really they have small owls and big owls, but their names I really don't know.
What do you call the small kind that makes a real scary noise?
A screeching owl, you might call it.
Okay. And kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpeckers.
Any other name for them? Have you ever heard of them called peckerwood?
Peckerwood? Yes, the peckerwood. Yeah, I hadn't heard that in a long time.
Have you ever heard the word peckerwood used about people? Call somebody a peckerwood?
Yeah, I think I have, but it's like a dream. It's been so long since I've heard that expression. When I was a kid, I heard that somewhere, but I don't remember. I don't remember when or what circumstances it was.
And a black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
Skunk.
And since some animals have been coming and getting your chickens, what general name would you have for any of those kind of animals?
A varmint.
Huh?
A varmint.
What would a varmint be exactly?
Well, it could be a fox, a skunk, possum, a coyote.
How about a rat?
A rat? Yes. But normally we don't think a rat has a varmint, but he definitely would be.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk of varmint, we usually think of something that'll come over and steal a chicken or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. And kind of bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees.
A squirrel?
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Yeah, gray squirrels, fox squirrels, a red fox to call them, or you have black squirrels also.
Which is the biggest?
The fox.
And something kind of like a squirrel that's got little stripes down its back?
A coon?
Or smaller than a squirrel?
Oh, a chipmunk? Or but we don't have these around here. I've just seen pictures of them.
And what different kinds of fish do you get around here?
Cool. Perch, catfish, trouts, bass.
What about from the salt water?
Salt water? Whoa, look, yeah. I'm not too much of a flounder, red snappers, speckled trouts. Jewfish,
huh?
Jewfish,
uh-huh.
Sailfish. So